In the name of Christ, of whom the scriptures testify, amen. The passage of scripture that engages us today is the reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3. My dear friends in Christ, one of my favorite musicals is Fiddler on the Roof. And no doubt you are familiar with this musical as well. It is set at the beginning of the 19th century in rural Russia, a small Jewish community, village, and the main character is named Tevye. Tevye is a poor man because Tevye is the milkman for the community. He has one milk cow from which he receives meat, milk each day to deliver to the townsfolk. That's his means of living, delivering that milk. And so he's very poor. But in one place in the musical, Tevye dreams about what it would be like to be wealthy, to be rich. And he sings the song, "If I Were a Rich Man." With a robust baritone voice, an animated Hebraic dance, he sings these songs, these words. If I were a rich man, yibby dubby 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 dub, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man. And then he continues stanza after stanza after stanza to envision what it would be like to be wealthy. First, he wouldn't have to work so hard anymore. Next, he would have a palatial house with dozens of rooms and multiple staircases. Next, in his farmyard, he would have hundreds of poultry, chickens and geese and turkeys squawking around so that the townspeople know he's rich. Then there would be servants in the house that his wife could boss around rather than bossing him. Next, he would gain the respect of the important men of the village. But the very last stanza, Tevye identifies his supreme dream for being rich. This is what he says. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and I'd discuss the holy books with the learned men several hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. That would be the sweetest thing of all. To spend several hours every day studying the sacred writings, the holy scriptures. That is the sublime, the supreme vision that he has for life. Well, what about us? Tevye values the holy scriptures, albeit for him only the Hebrew scriptures. We have the full scriptures, Old and New Testament. But do we value those scriptures as well? Just this summer, the Barna Research Group revealed a poll about Americans' view of the scriptures. And it revealed that only about 20% of Americans now hold that the scriptures are the inspired word of God. And that's decreased by half of what it was 20 years ago. On the other hand, Gallup indicated here, 30%, almost 30% of the population view the scriptures as a collection of fables and myths. Almost 50% see the scriptures as fairy tales compared to those who, 50% more, compared to those who hold that it's the inspired word of God. Doesn't look like our society is valuing the sacred scriptures. But what about pastors? We have many pastors who are with us here today. Welcome. We're so glad you're with us for this symposium. And we have students who are preparing to be pastors and deaconesses. What about pastors? Well, the Barna Research Group recently came out with a study of pastors in the United States that demonstrated that only a little over one-third of the pastors in this country hold a biblical worldview. That is, they see reality, they view the world through the lens of Scripture, that they value the Scripture for interpreting the world. Only about one-third. Our text here today from 2 Timothy chapter 3 holds up the scriptures as eminently valuable for us, for now and for eternity. The Apostle Paul commends to his spiritual protege, Timothy, the study of the scriptures. He says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and how and what you have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, the holy scriptures." He says, continue in these. Oh yes, you learned them in the past. You've learned them since your childhood, but you never graduate from the study of the scriptures. You're never too elite to search the scriptures. Paul's saying this to a pastor, Pastor Timothy. And for those of you who are pastors, those of us who are pastors and preparing for full-time ministry, these words are for us as well. Continue in the scriptures. Continue in these. But why? What's the value of the study of the scriptures? Paul goes on to give values for doing this. He says, for one thing, there is the value of communication, that God communicates to us his word. Verse 16, all scripture is breathed out by God. Theopneustos, the breath of God, just as my breath produces words for you to communicate to you. The scriptures are God's communication to us. And for that, because the scriptures are God's word, we value the scriptures. Paul goes on. Another reason we value the scriptures, not just communication, but maturation. He says, all scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, equipped for every good thing. And so as we dwell in the scriptures, as we are filled with the truth of the scriptures, God matures us in discipleship. But even before getting to these benefits and values of the scripture, Paul identifies the first and the supreme value of the scripture. And this, more than anything else, is why we value the scripture and why we use the scripture in our ministry. And that is for salvation. Paul says in verse 15, these scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself is the one who pointed to these scriptures and said that these scriptures point to him as the Savior, the one who brings salvation. The theme of this symposium is Search the Scriptures. And that actually comes from John chapter 5, where Jesus was speaking to the teachers of the Scriptures, the scribes and the teachers of the law. And he said, "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but it's these very Scriptures that testify of me." The Scriptures, both Old Testament and New Testament, both First Testament and Second Testament, testify of Jesus Christ as the Savior. And this, more than anything else, is why we value the Scriptures, why we search the Scriptures. The theme of this symposium is Search the Scriptures, Finding Christ and Ourselves in Exegesis, in the Study of Scriptures. And as we study the Scriptures, we find ourselves as we really are revealed. Not as the world tells us we are, but as God reveals to us. The Scriptures are a mirror that show us who we really are before God. Sinners, fallen, broken, rebels, alienated from God. The Scriptures reveal that to us. We find ourselves in the Scriptures. But more than that, we find Christ in the Scriptures. Or maybe more accurately, Christ finds us through the Scriptures. And he takes a hold of us. And he embraces us with his grace as we repent of our condition of sinfulness. He now grants us the grace of salvation. We become wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The Scriptures reveal to us God himself, who became a human being in order to live life according to God's will perfectly in our stead, and then give his life in our stead on the cross for the penalty of sin, and then take up his life for our lives, the hope of resurrection. The Scriptures reveal the Savior. And that is why they are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Oh yes, you can read a book on geography that will give you the directions to a certain destination like Toledo, Ohio. But only this book provides us with the directions to the final destination, to the Father, through the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, you can read biographies of famous people of times past and present, maybe church fathers or the fathers of this country or even Silicon magnates today. But only this book gives us the true and trustworthy report of the life of the one who gave his life that we might have life everlasting. Oh yes, you can read books about self-help, pop psychology, but only this book gives us the help that we truly need, delivers to us the cure of our souls, the relief and the release from the guilt of sin through its testimony of Jesus Christ. This is the book. These are the writings, the holy, sacred writings, that are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why these words, God's words, are the most precious and valuable of all. Old Tevye sang, "If I were a rich man." But we, who have these holy scriptures, both Old and New Testaments, that testify of Christ, we sing, since I am a rich man, since we are rich people, rich in the truths of the scriptures, rich in the truth of the scripture, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. We are rich as we study these scriptures, and then as we teach and preach these scriptures to others to enrich them as well. We are rich in the one who comes to us in the scriptures. And so we search the scriptures, for they are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. In the name of Christ, amen.